This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Long after the fighting ends, the effects of war linger. There is the physical evidence of destruction, but also a new imprint on the collective psyche. We're going to spend some time now looking at the recent conflict between Israel and the Lebanese militia Hezbollah through a literary prism with two prominent writers from the Middle East. Through their fiction, A.B. Yehoshua and Elias Khoury tell the collective stories of their people and the land. A.B. Yehoshua is identified in Israel with the peace camp and has long advocated a Palestinian state. Mr. Yehoshua supported Israel's war on Hezbollah, but in the final days of the fighting, he joined other writers to call for an end to the attacks in Lebanon. Lebanese writer and editor Elias Khoury supported the Palestinian resistance and worked for a time in Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon. We asked the two men to speak with us about the emerging story of the war between Israel and Hezbollah. As a way of beginning our conversation, I'd like to hear about your own experiences during the fighting. A.B. Yehoshua, you are a fifth-generation Jerusalemite, now in Haifa. You've lived through war before. Were you able to continue writing during this one?
It was not so easy, but yes, because I am towards the end of a novel. So the characters in the novel say to me, "You cannot leave us now alone and go to the war and regard all the time television and hear the radio. Come, and because otherwise we will be cross with you." So they were attracting me back to the computer, and it was really a very strange situation. From time to time there was the alert, and then I was going to the shelter room or to the safe room, and then back to the computer. And I am ready to finish the novel in about 2 months.
Elias Khoury, you live in your great-grandfather's house in a neighborhood of Beirut known as Little Mountain. Can you describe for us how your city changed during that time?
First of all, I have a small objection. The war was not between Hezbollah and Israel. The war was waged by Israel against Hezbollah and against Lebanon as a whole. And the whole country was under fire from the north to the south, from the east to the shore. So actually describing it or simplifying it as saying that it was a war between Hezbollah and Israel is a little bit not fair, because we Lebanese, all of us, we were under fire and we felt this war. Living in Beirut, life was actually threatened by death at any moment. The electricity was cut because the Israelis bombed it, so we were living in a situation where really I felt that this is a repetition. We lived that in 1982, and we lived that in 1978. That is, this is not the first Israeli invasion, and it's a bizarre feeling to live as if you are remembering, and to feel that this cycle of wars will never end.
Does it affect your work? Are you able to continue working?
Contrary to my to Mr. Yehoshua, I did not go to my. I just finished a novel actually, and I was working in the last the last phase of a novel, which is a little bit tough. And instead of going to the heroes of my novel, I took them with me to the war. The main character is a Beiruti woman who was married to a guy from Nazareth, and she left Beirut to live in Nazareth. So I brought her back from Nazareth because I was afraid from the rockets to fall upon her head. And I took her to the war from this part, and she witnessed with me all this trouble and all the destruction which took place.
Mr. Khoury, you were born in 1948 to an Orthodox Christian family in Beirut. That is the year that the State of Israel was formed and Palestinian refugees flooded into Lebanon. Then later, as a young man, you traveled to Jordan to join the Palestinian resistance. I wonder, did you identify yourself more with a pan-Arab cause at that time than with Lebanon?
No, of course not. I identify myself as Lebanese, of course. But, you know, I identify myself with the oppressed. And here always I remember what Marguerite Duras said after Second World War, when she was asked what was her religious affiliation. and she said she was Jewish. Of course, she was not Jewish. But in the end of the Second World War, it was the obligation, the human obligation of everyone to identify with the Jewish victim. And in this sense, I feel that it's a human obligation for me to identify with the Palestinian victim now. This is what led me to go to Jordan, to Amman in Jordan. And this what is leading me in all my work as a writer.
We're speaking with Lebanese writer Elias Khoury and Israeli author A.B. Yehoshua. Mr. Yehoshua, your new book, A Woman in Jerusalem, is about a woman killed by a suicide bomber in a Jerusalem market. She's a foreigner working in Israel who lies unmissed and unclaimed in a morgue. You've said that Israel doesn't quite know how to deal with its civilian deaths. What did you mean by that?
This book, it is about the way in which the Israeli society was encountering a permanent civil death in our street that did not have any meaning. In a certain way, we did not know how to mourn it. When a soldier is killed, okay, you have all this ceremony and all this honor that is given to some young people who were dying for you. But when a person in a cafe or a housekeeper in a bus had been killed, you don't know what to do. And I saw the Israeli society represses this. So I was taking the most anonymous, the most marginal death, a death of a non-Jewish, a Christian woman from the former Soviet Union, and she was killed and nobody could identify her. And so, little by little, the manager of a human resource in a bakery in which she was working take responsibility on her death. And it is not mainly Israeli, it could be also among Palestinians or, let's say, one person that was killed recently in Beirut. This is, in a certain way, the universal sentiment of this anonymous death in our streets and how we can relate ourselves to this and take our identification and responsibility.
You know, the human resources manager's journey in this novel, it is in some ways about trying to prove his humanity and that he and his boss really do care about this death of this foreign cleaning woman. How do you see Israeli society reacting to the civilian dead of Lebanon?
I don't know. You know, it was, of course, to see Lebanon. Beirut is very close to us emotionally. First of all, it is close physically. There was all the time train that was going from Haifa to Beirut. We had been always dreaming that Beirut, and especially Beirut of the last years, who after the civil war and after all the problem, finally found his identity, and the secular aspect of Beirut, and the Christian-Muslim combination, and the Mediterranean identity, all these are fascinating us, and we are very much having desire to relate ourselves. We think that there are friends. Even when I speak with Elias Khoury, and he's a very harsh on the Israelis, and still we have a common language. So for us, it is not just bombing, I don't know, a foreign place. And this is the reason why we say it all the time, we don't have to go so far, because we have to live with the Lebanese forever.
I think, though, you missed the point of my question. In this whole, you know, sort of looking at trying to come to terms with your humanity and dealing with civilian deaths, I'm wondering how Israelis reacted to the high numbers of civilian dead in Lebanon.
But we had also civilian death. We had civilian deaths. The Hezbollah was shooting only on civilians. Only on civilians. We were shooting on places in which the Hezbollah troops were there with their Katyusha. They put the Katyusha in the dining room, in the bathroom, in the yards of private houses. So the question, of course, the question of civilians. But who were the Hezbollah? Did not have uniform. They were hiding with civilians. So what we can do? There were 1,000 Lebanese that were killed, and we had about 116. Believe me, Israel could kill far more with her capacity, far more civilians, if we had the intention to kill civilians. But this was not. The Hezbollah would be happy if they could kill 1,000 Israelis because they meant to kill civilians. They were shooting on civil cities.
Mr. Curry?
Yes, I just want to say something, very, very, something. Although 1,000 Lebanese civilians were killed and 47 Israelis only were killed, I feel sorry for the Israeli civilians. And I was expecting from Mr. Yehoshua to say the same and not to say that he could kill more. As if he is giving us any favor, not killing 10,000, for example. And I suppose that that the role of the writer is not to defend his country. The role of the writer is to defend what is right. And I'm really astonished. I know the work of Mr. Yehoshua, and I have a big respect for his literary work. And I'm really astonished how he is advocating anything done by Israel instead of just trying to see the complexity of the things, and to say how someone will dare to say that the children of Qana, the house which was destroyed in Qana, the Katyusha were in the bedrooms. This is nonsense. Yehoshua went to war and he knows that you cannot put Katyusha in the bedroom.
Mr. Khoury, please.
You cannot put a Katyusha in the bedroom.
Evident.
You cannot kill children in Qana. Just all the time trying to defend his country. I'm not. I have many arguments to defend even Hezbollah. But I'm not using them. Here, we are not here to represent our countries. We are representing ourselves as human beings and as writers. That's
we
all.
We are here to talk about how your literature reflects your people.
That's it.
Over time. So
and
let's,
not only our people. My literature do not reflect only my people. My literature, if you go and read Gate of the Sun, you will see how much literature must identify with the other. And must not only, when you speak about the Palestinians, you must speak also about the Israelis and about the Jews. And this is what I'm trying to do. Literature is an act of identification, is not an act of identity. And here I remember many stories written by Yehoshua where he did the same. I don't know why he's speaking like this now.
We're speaking with Lebanese writer Elias Khoury and Israeli author A.B. Yehoshua. Let's talk a bit about your epic novel, Gate of the Sun. Gate of the Sun was just translated into English this year. It takes place in the Shatila refugee camp outside of Beirut. A character named Dr. Khalil is sitting at the side of a dying Palestinian freedom fighter named Yunus. And to keep him alive, Dr. Khalil is trying to narrate Yunus's own life back to him. And in doing so, he ends up telling the larger story of Palestinian exile.
Actually, Khalil was telling stories and he was inventing stories. And he was creating the different versions of the love story of Yunus on one hand and the different versions of the Palestinians, of the Palestinian catastrophe of 1948 on the other hand.
There's this one point in the novel where Khalil says to Yunus, "We've made a shelter out of words, a country out of words." And through the telling and retelling of these stories, you figure out toward the end that many of them end up being myths. I wanted to ask about the stories or myths that have emerged about this most recent conflict. Mr. Khoury?
I've been to the south. I've been to the destroyed villages of the south. And I think the most important myth coming out from this war was when I went to Ait al-Sha'b, and Ait al-Sha'b is totally destroyed. There is no one house which is not destroyed, and all the villagers were there walking upon the rubbles of their houses, and they were holding the keys of their homes, of their houses, which are no more. That is, you have the key and you don't have the house anymore. And I think this image of people with keys of houses which are destroyed is a big myth, because keeping the key, then you have the house, even if the house is destroyed, and you go back. And in this sense, it's a kind of a real attachment to the land, and a real attachment to the place where you were born. And I think this was very emotional for me. And there I felt how much this Lebanon is precious for me.
Mr. Yehoshua?
I don't know. There are now, we are in crossroads. The problem is not so much identification, but taking responsibility. The problem is not automatic identification with victims, but how to try to avoid such situation in the future. The question is the victims of the future, not so much the victims of the past already. Nobody has joy about the falling of the other. Nobody wanted to have any joy in destructing Beirut. What can we gain from it? We don't want it. But I have to say that this war was making the Israeli confused. They are sorry about the death of the Palestinian. They are sorry about the Lebanese, but they are very much sorry about ourselves, about why we cannot come to peace, why we cannot be recognized finally as a legitimate entity here in the Middle East. The question was not coming from the 67 borders. From the beginning, when the first Jew put his leg here, he was denied legitimacy, and this is what we want. We have to protect ourselves. What we can do? Protect ourselves in justice. Yes, in justice.
Gentlemen, thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A.B. Yehoshua is the author of, among other novels, Mr. Manny and the Liberated Bride. His new book is A Woman in Jerusalem. Alias Khoury is an editor with the Lebanese paper An-Nahar and is the author of 11 novels. His epic work, Gate of the Sun, was released in English earlier this year. To read excerpts from their work, go to our website, npr.org.